It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Aces Restaurant, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Anna Lou Chapman, your local REMAX real estate agents, Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, the Edward Jones Advisors of Washington, the Gill Funeral Home, and D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things.
At the Hatchet House as Washington gets set to do battle with Eastern Green, 2-0 heading in tonight. Coach, playing well early on. Great to see. Everybody is, everybody knows their role with this team. That's what we've said after the first two games, and that's so great to see.
Yes, you're exactly right. When people kind of own that role but don't get comfortable with it because you always have to find ways to continue to get better, that definitely makes for just a lot of sharing the basketball. Nobody cares. You know, who gets this limelight or who gets that limelight, and just kind of taking care of business. But from South Knox game to this game, we just have to do a better job of valuing the basketball, is making the simple pass, you know, being able to get more shots and rhythm of our offense, the shot selection part, and again, just taking care of the basketball and making smart decisions with it.
Yeah, it was a tale of two halves, really, because it was almost like we got a little bit comfortable, jumped out to a nice lead, and then to South Knox's credit, they come back and clawed back strong.
Right, and you know, it's that mindset that you have to go out, and it doesn't matter who you're playing against, that you have to have that mentality to be better than you were before. And you're right, South Knox definitely did match that intensity the second half to claw their way back in, and you know, and our girls did a nice job of keeping that composure, getting defensive stops at the end there and knocking down free throws to seal it.
What are we watching for on Eastern Green tonight?
Well, Eastern Green's a very young team. Again, last year, you know, we struggled with them last year at Eastern Green. When they get up in your jersey as soon as that tip-off happens, and they do a lot of back cuts and flex screens that you have. Their communication's got to be key tonight. But they have a nice freshman player, number 32, Kennedy Hudson, and I believe she may be the boys' coach's daughter. So she is kind of, even when she walks the gym, she has that swag about her that you know she's a coach's kid. She's 5'10", plays inside and out. She's getting a freshman, very physical, can finish around the basket and can also pop out for the point shot too.
All right, Coach, any change up in your lineup?
No, we're going with Allie Barber, Concilia Levisier, Elena Thorne, Melita Dranowska, and Jesse Ledgerwood.
Best of luck. We'll see you in the postgame.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Comments of Washington Lady Hatchet head coach Gretchen Miles before tip-off tonight here at the Hatchet House as Washington is set to do battle with the Eastern Green Thunderbirds. The Hatchet's looking to improve to 3-0 on the young season. Eastern Green coming in at 1-2. Our Hatchet pregame coverage brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery. Boyd & Sons proud to support Washington High School Athletics. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. Steve Brothers joins me for pregame analysis as we get set for the varsity tip. It's the Lady Hatchets and Eastern Green tonight from the Hatchet House. Back right after this on WAMW.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Reitenauer trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Money, time, effort, just a few things we don't want you to flush down the drain. This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. We offer 24-hour emergency service. Let us take care of your plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling problems. We are just a phone call away. A&R has geothermal systems, water heaters, water softeners, tubs, and showers. A&R Home Center, 812-254-7018.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets. Welcome back to the Hatchet House for Lady Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 and WAMW AMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Steve Brothers. Lady Hatchets coming in at 2-0 against the Eastern Green Thunderbirds tonight. Thunderbirds bring in a record of 1-2. Got a date for you to save on your calendar, February 29th. That's the date for the first annual Hatchet Sports Gala at the National Guard Armory in Washington. Tickets are going fast for this big fundraiser. It is to benefit all sports at Washington High School and Washington Community Schools. And tickets are available from any president of the sport booster clubs or at the high school athletic office. But save the date, February 29th, 6 to 11 p.m. It's a night of laughs with comedian Scott Long. Also, we've got dancing, dinner, silent auction, big night at the National Guard Armory. And this year's corporate sponsors for the first annual Hatchet Sports Gala, Edward Jones Investments, Memoring Farms, Stolen Wagler CPA, Big O Tires, Premier Flooring, Parsons & Associates, The New End Zone, Graber Construction, Sodexo, Boyd & Sons, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Tabor Owens Construction, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, and M&M Live Hall. So save the date and be there Saturday, February 29th. Leap Day. The first annual Hatchet Sports Gala. Good to be alongside Steve Brothers again as we get set for girls' hoops on this Tuesday. This is one of two this week. We'll be back here Friday night when the Sullivan Golden Arrows come to town. And Steve Brothers, looking forward to a pair of nice matchups with this Lady Hatchet squad.
Yes, but first, does this mean that on that gala that you'll be out there dancing?
I don't dance.
Because if so, that'd be worth the price of admission right there.
I don't dance. I don't sing. Although if you ask my wife, it was my dance moves that drew her to me way back when. Many, many years ago.
Yeah.
I got the patented shoulder drop that nobody has been able, often imitated, never duplicated.
Wow.
The shake patented shoulder
I'd
drop.
I'd like to see that.
No, you really wouldn't. But anyway, we digress. Let's talk about this matchup tonight.
Sullivan on Friday and the Thunderbirds this evening. Dwayne, this may be one of those games which we've run into so many times over the years because of annually Lady Hatchet basketball defense is just so tough year in and year out. No exceptions. You know, we've had years where maybe offensively we're a little short, but the defense is always strong. And this might be one of those nights, I'm afraid, I hope I'm right, that the defense is just going to be too much for the Thunderbirds. As I watch them warm up, seems like they're taking a little bit too much time to get their shot, to gather themselves and get a shot. And some of the shooting forms don't look all that great. I could be completely wrong, but I'd be surprised if this team scores over 40 points.
We got to keep an eye out for the freshman, Kennedy Hudson, who Coach singled out in her pregame interview.
Right.
She's the real deal. 5'10 freshman. Got to have an eye on her at all times. She can shoot inside and work her way outside and shoot to three. So definitely the player to key in on tonight if you're the Lady Hatchets. This team has spoke to Coach Miles before on the pregame show here. Really looking nice early on. Really liking what I'm seeing with this ball club. It's a well-balanced, well-versed club as everybody knows their roles. And we haven't even had a chance to see some of the younger players off the bench because the varsity's just been doing so well. But there's some nice young players that the future looks real bright down the line is what I'm getting at for this Lady Hatchet team.
Well, and we haven't seen Jade Browning yet because of an injury, and we know she can score. So, that's a really strong top eight or nine players for Washington. So that's pretty exciting.
And it's great to see the support that these girls are garnering, too. Great crowd on hand at the Hatchet House for game number 3. Eastern Green brought some faithful as well to enjoy the broadcast or enjoy the game this evening. We've got several going on around the area. The Balreve Lady Vikings playing Linton tonight. That's on their home floor at Cavanaugh Court. You can hear that game on the General just underway, 95.9, 101.3 FM this evening. And here on Memories, of course, it's Washington and Eastern Green. Let's talk about the Prescription for Success presented by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Keys for a hatchet victory tonight, Steve Brothers.
Well, as I mentioned, I think if they just turn on the defense like they do nearly every game, they're going to get a W tonight. They can be off a little bit shooting, but you know, if they turn that defense on, I think Eastern Green's going to have a very difficult time creating any type of offensive flow. So that's my prediction, so we'll see what happens.
And defense is what these Hatchets are known for, with Coach Gretchen Miles calling the shots. She loves, and she'll say it, she'll be the first to say it, her defense keys the offense game in and game out. So if the JV's any indication of what's to come with the varsity, the Hatchet should cruise. JV had their way with the young Eastern Green Thunderbirds, 40-16 in the preliminary game tonight. So we'll see what the varsity can do coming up.
By the way, Dwayne, did you see that Huntington North, Fort Wayne North girls basketball score over the weekend?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Huntington North was the victor, 60-2.
Ooh, not 60 good.
And then there was another game, I forget who played, but another team scored 3 points. So not exactly parity in some of these games throughout the state.
1 week from tomorrow, we'll have the big Turkey Eve showdown right here, Balreve in Washington. Boy, it's going to be a humdinger. Bro and I will talk about that matchup after a quick one-minute timeout. Our Hatchet pregame continues right after this on WAMW.
Thompson Insurance is a local, full-service independent agency located in downtown Washington. The business relationships we have developed over the years with several of the top-rated carriers in Indiana enable us to help you customize an insurance package to meet all of your coverage needs. This eliminates the confusion for you to handle policies with multiple agencies. Give me, Lacey King, a call for all of your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance in Washington, where we make shopping for insurance easy.
The Black Friday sales event is underway now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Don't wait till November 29th. Employee pricing is back for all. That's right, employee pricing on all remaining 2019 Pacificas and the 2019 Ram 1500s, plus additional rebates, and here's the icing on the cake, 0% for 60 months. Now that's a Black Friday sale we can all enjoy. Employee pricing is back for a limited time on the remaining 2019 Ram 1500 trucks and Pacificas at the Washington Chrysler Center during the Black Friday sales event in downtown Washington.
Hi, I'm John Dugan, Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Your auto owner's
back insurance at the Hatchet agency. House, Dwayne Shake with Steve Brothers. As we were mentioning before the break, it's a week from tomorrow, the big Thanksgiving Eve showdown, Washington and Balreve. This place will be rocking, Steve Brothers. It doesn't get any better than that matchup each year on Thanksgiving Eve.
Great way to start the season, no question about it. Balreve, of course, won't have the services of the Forest Park player,
Kurt Hope. Yeah.
But still, they're going to be very, very good.
That's a team that was runner-up in the state finals last year, yeah. And they lost nobody.
Right.
Keep that in mind. But there's no doubt about it. Kurt Hope was a fine addition to that squad.
Yeah,
they cruised through in their summer league games. And an unfortunate situation, whatever side of the spectrum you're on that. I saw it. It's interesting to read some of the different perspectives about this situation. One person said, well, what if he went to a private school? You know, he would have been able to play, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, all what it comes down to is you hate to deny anybody, especially someone of that talent, a chance to play basketball.
Well, but you,
and when
you
got D1 looks.
Rules even. Are rules, though, and you can't break the rules. So the rules may not be the correct rules. Because of what you said about the private school situation, but
it's just so
they are the
they
rules.
Just, well, they're just they're. I don't know.
I think
we
around
could go
the
on.
Well
we
around the Indianapolis area in particular, people are going all over. You know, transferring schools all over the
I
place.
I keep saying this. I think we're getting closer and closer to club sports every year. I really do, bro. And
well, that'd be a shame.
It would be. It would be. But you know, you look at some of the some of the recent rulings that have been passed down, and you do kind of scratch your head. Not talking necessarily about this one, just some of the different things, whether you're pro or against class basketball. I mean, you can date all the way back to that.
Yep.
And divvying up the classes, and then they had the success rule. But I think the biggest thing everybody always argues and talks about is this charter school, private school
right.
situation.
They're going to have to do something to correct that.
They have to. Something has got to
because,
be done.
Because, like I said, even some of these Christian schools and whatever, some of the schools in the Indianapolis area seem like they do a little bit of recruiting. Not going to accuse anybody in particular, but it seems like that's going on. So that's not good.
No, definitely not. Well, and needless to say, though, Bar Eve is going to have a fine run again this year. And you can follow the Bar Eve Vikings all season long, home and away, on our sister station, The General, 95.9, 101.3 at AM 1580. And you can follow the Lady Vikings tonight. They're underway at home against Linton. Every home and away boys and girls basketball game over on the General. But both teams have wrapped up their warm-ups. 8 minutes on the clock. And both teams are at the bench ready for the introduction of the starting lineups with public address announcer Don Spillman. For our visitors from Eastern Green, tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes. The guard will be number 2, Indy Workman. Workman, a 5'5 sophomore. Guard number 3 is Brennica Walker. She's a 5'5 sophomore. And the third guard is Shelly Tarr, a 5'5 junior. At forwards, we have Kira Paget, number 10, a 5'9 junior. And at forward, a 5'10 freshman, number 32, Kennedy Hudson. So a young squad. As it's freshman, junior, sophomore, under head coach Greg Burton. Greg Burton, in his second year, has a record of 10 wins and 18 losses at the helm for Eastern Green. The Thunderbirds are 1-2. They beat Bloomington Lighthouse, then lost to South Knox and Lagodi. Now your starting lineup for the home team, Washington Hatchets, in the white, trimmed in gold. At guard number 3, Melita Adbrodanowska. At guard number 5, Jesse Ledgewood. At forward number 22, Elena Thorne. At forward number 33, Kinsia Lavasseur. And at forward number 42, Allie Barber. Lady Hatchets are 2-0, unblemished so far. Coach Gretchen Miles, in 12 years, has a record of 158 wins to just 85 losses. Once again, thanks to our sponsors and the Lady Hatchet sponsors. They are all tossing out T-shirts.
How come they don't toss any over this way?
We got to get some over this way, don't we?
That'd be quite a toss, though.
They'll also be giving away a gift card halftime of this varsity game, donated again by another sponsor to one of lucky member of the student body. When we come back, we'll tip it off. Washington and Eastern Green coming up next. It's Lady Hatchet Hoops on your Tuesday. Back after this 2-minute timeout on WAMW.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. They can help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone in 27 Indiana counties and offer the same banking while keeping your money local. Crane cares. Visit cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious aged certified Angus beef filet to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more. The Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. Come on in and see us at Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Be sure to follow us on the Ace's Restaurant and Bar Facebook page for our daily lunch and dinner specials.
The voice of the Hatchets.
And the opening tip is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by a Hatchet. So Eastern Green will start with the basketball, and we're underway.
Dwayne, that's the second tip-off we've had where Elena Thorne has tipped it out of bounds. We got to get that play a little more organized. Well, Washington starts out in a man-to-man defense as expected.
There's Kennedy Hudson taking it to the paint. She's rejected, and fast break for Washington. Nice idea. Thorne fed a cutting Jesse Ledgewin to the basket. Unfortunately, Jesse couldn't pull the ball in, and she takes an extra step. Traveling is the call, but I'll take that aggressive play any day.
That block was by Elena Thorne, and she's going to have plenty more of those.
That's for sure. Shelly Tarr works it around. It goes over to Walker. And now ball loose and out of bounds to the Hatchets. Turnover, Eastern Green, their second. So the Thunderbirds still not able to get a look yet.
Yep. Eastern Green also playing man.
Avasur in front of the Thunderbird bench. Top of the key to Thorne. Works it over to Ledgewood. There's Thorne cutting to the hoop. She missed it underneath. On the rebound, it's tied up with Lavasseur and one of the Thunderbirds. Jump ball, arrow points to Washington. Hatchets have it underneath their basket.
Good aggressive offensive rebound by Lavasseur.
1 minute in, the inbound pass to Thorne. Thorne drives, missed it. Weak side board, fought for, loose, and into the hands of Eastern Green. Workman up the floor to the volleyball line, and now she'll pull it out to set the play. Kicks it over to Kira Paget. Paget to Shelly Tarr. Tarr picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Hudson. Hudson, the freshman to watch for. Coach believes her dad is the varsity basketball coach for Eastern Green.
She's a big girl.
Checks in at 5'10", just a freshman. She's going to be a force in years to come. The pass is underneath. The shot is attempted by Paget, but no chance on that one. Rebound to the Hatchets, and there's a nice move to the bucket by Avasur. She gets the kiss and one.
Dwayne, that was the same move we saw in her very first varsity touch as a freshman.
That.
And as soon as she did that, I go, well, there's a 1,000-point scorer right there.
And I think you're still on pace, aren't
yeah,
you?
That's a nice spin move.
The free throw is good, and Lavasseur puts the Hatchets up 3-0 on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard. Just underway, 6:25 to play in the first quarter. Pressure applied by the Hatchets, sticky pressure. They work it around now to Walker. Walker has nowhere to go.
Good defense, as expected.
She'll bring it back out. Over to Paget, Kira Paget, one-on-one with Lavasseur. Again, she has nowhere to go, so she'll feed it back to Walker. This Hatchet defense is just tough.
They haven't had much of a look yet, and just trying to figure this thing out, what to do.
Looking to lob it in to Hudson. Hudson.
Barber's all over her.
Stopped by Allie Barber. Good defense by Allie, the senior underneath. You can tell they want to get it to Hudson. But that's going to be a task with this Hatchet D. Walker driving the paint, lost the handle, loose ball into the hands of Adradanoska. She tries to give out the pass. It's denied. It's getting sloppy now as the ball's kicked around. Players hit the floor, and the save by the Thunderbirds. Eastern Green has it back, and there's a shot up and in. Wow.
What was that?
I have no idea.
We had a player fall down here.
I guess that was Walker that got the bucket, wasn't it?
I was watching the injured player. I thought she was hurt, but she got up. And
I'm going to give that to Brittica Walker. I believe she connected. She was a step inside the three-point line. So it's 3-2 now. And after the player was a little shaken for the Thunderbirds, Coach Burton calls a timeout.
I don't think there was anybody around her. She tripped over a line or something.
Ooh, wow.
I don't know what happened.
Then she just started crawling. A belly crawl to mid-court.
That extra coat of paint on that volleyball line was a little too much.
The hats off to the Sodexo maintenance crew, janitor crew. They really did a nice job. They mopped up all the floors, the entrances here, and this hatchet floor in the actual hatchet house is really looking nice.
It's
new floor
sure
just
does.
Installed last year. 3 minutes gone in the opening period. Hatchets 3, Eastern Green 2. Allie Barber with a strong move to the bucket. And she gets her first points. Makes it 5-2 in favor of Washington. A 4:45 to go, first quarter of play.
Another turnover.
Yep, Hatchets are denying everything for Eastern Green. And they're working it quickly up the floor. Into Thorne. Thorne out to Barber. Barber over to Lavasseur. Lavasseur in the paint. Up and
in left-handed.
My goodness.
Nice.
If that's not a 1,000-point player.
Well, hey, let's not put the cart before the horse, but it certainly looks like she has the potential to do it.
Knocked out of bounds, staying with Eastern Green.
That was a beautiful move, left-handed.
Man, can't write that one up any better.
7-2.
Halfway through the first quarter, Hatchets by 5, Eastern Green with the ball. Indy Workman, Indy, just like the state's capital. That one taken right out of the hands of Tar, and Lavasseur connects for two more. 7 points for Lavasseur, and now a foul called against Jesse Ledgerwood on the full court press.
A little hand check action. Speaking of the state capitol, wasn't half of Washington up there today?
Oh, my. There's a picture on our Facebook page if you get a chance to check it out, an aerial view of all the Sea of Red there today. They say about 14,000 strong in support of education.
Another turnover.
That's taken away by Thorne. She looks up floor to Lavasseur, and Lavasseur is fouled and shooting two.
Concia already with 7 points.
Want to thank our sponsors tonight. Of course, the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. They know you, they know your prescriptions, and they'll take good care of you, the Prescription Shop. Lavasseur misses on the front end. She's got another free toss coming as our first sub checks in now. Samantha Fulford, the lone senior on this Eastern Green squad, into the lineup now. Also want to thank the Donaldson Insurance Agency with Donaldson's your number one, and Heritage Petroleum, fueling your everyday life. Lavasseur, 2 for 3 at the line as she hits the back end, and she has 8 points already in this first quarter. It's the Hatchets 10, Eastern Green 2. Cutting to the hoop, there's a nice move by Eastern Green. The shot by Padgett, though, is too strong. Padgett had a good look. She wants that one back. I think she thought she was going to get some pressure.
Yeah, that was a really nice backdoor cut.
Barber, yep, took an extra step, and that'll be a traveling violation against Allie Barber and the Hatchets.
Didn't get a clean reception on that, bobbled it, and consequently got the extra step in.
Full court pressure by Washington. Now they'll back it off a bit. Indy Workman goes one-on-one against Jesse Ledgerwood. She gets it across the timeline. Workman calling out the play at the center circle. Lobs it over to Fulford. Now it goes to Padgett. To Walker, and swatted out of bounds, staying with Eastern Green.
Well, if we don't get force the turnover, we get a deflection.
Yep.
So
subs for the Hatchets, Quincy Healy checking in, and Hadley Faith, a pair of seniors, now in the lineup.
There's
the inbound pass taken away by the long arm of the law,
right.
Elena Thorne. And there's Lavasseur taking it all the way. No good. Rebound and put back is good for Hadley Faith. She gets right in there and quickly gets in the scoring column.
That didn't take long.
12-2 Washington. Hatchets attacking early, and they're in control with 2:45 to go in the first quarter.
Well, with this depth, there's another deflection.
Almost steal.
With this depth, you can bust your butt on defense and, you know, wear yourself out, and you can get a sub in the game that's fresh, that you really don't lose anything.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's a big part of the game. Before we get too far, happy birthday to my mother-in-law, Donna McCandless, down in Winslow.
We got to get that in.
Just had dinner with her and the family tonight. Turned 36. Happy 36, Donna McCandless. Foul by the Hatchets, second team foul. And it's whistled against Elena Thorne, her first. That's going to put Kennedy Hudson at the line, her first chance to get in the scoring column.
Dwayne, was it her father that threatened you at your wedding?
He did, yes, he did.
That's what I thought. You better be good.
And he meant those words.
Yes,
too.
He did.
Both free throws are good by Hudson. Boy, you can tell she's going to be a player. Good form there at the free throw line. She put him through, and it's 12-4 now. The Hatchet lead is at 8. Quincy Healy.
Nice
catch
shot.
And shoot by the senior right at the free throw line. Good for 2. And the Hatchet's back up by 10, 14-4.
She found herself wide open and drained it. 14-4.
Workman takes it and gets it. That's a good drive to the basket for the sophomore, Indy Workman. Only 5-5, but she powered right through there. Elena Thorne on the other end with the answer. And Elena Thorne, her first points tonight.
There's a steal.
And a steal and 2 for Melita Dradanowska on the full court press. And now Coach Burton needs a timeout. 1:42 to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Hatchets 18, Eastern Green 6. Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated in downtown Washington. Also brought to you by the Washington Chrysler Center. Our morning ride is a sharp 2019 Ram 1500 Classic. Four-door, nice bedroom space in the back. Spray-in liner. Push-button four-wheel drive control on the dash. 8-inch row and climate control screen. Heated front seats and... this is what I like, remote start on the cold winter months ahead. Plus, again, did I mention four-wheel drive? If the early snow is any indication in November, you're going to appreciate a four-wheel drive in your driveway this coming winter. See the team at Washington Chrysler Center.
And one might wonder how you know so much about these vehicles, and the answer is because you get to drive them.
Yes, it's a great mode of transportation. Love this truck. The Ram 1500 was the Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Oh, another turnover. Threw that way out of bounds.
This Hatchet defense is really stymied Eastern Green.
8 turnovers already.
They've powered up 6 points, but it's been a tough 6 points for them.
Well, they've only got 2 points from their half-court offense, so that tells you something. One of their buckets was a... fast break and then two free throws.
Lavasseur gets a breather as Allie Barber checks back in now for Washington.
How is that their ball? Did we tip that?
Apparently so. Eastern State. I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
Somebody did.
Somebody tipped it, but there's we got the Thorne. Turnover anyway.
Thorne with the steal and the lay-in for 2 more. Elena Thorne.
I wanted the slam dunk on that one.
20-6. Under a minute to go, first quarter. They work it in to Padgett. Now it's over to Walker. Kicked out to Workman at the center circle.
You can tell the Lady Hatchet defense is smelling the turnover. I mean, they can. It's like blood in the water for the Sharks. They can see that good defense is going to be rewarded.
Walker's shot way too strong, and there to clean it up. On the weak side is Hadley Faith. Faith kicks it out to Allie Barber, who... not only can play underneath, but we saw her play point a little bit in that South Knox game. She can bring it up the floor, too. Good versatile senior player there, Allie Barber. Now the Hatchets may look for one shot as we're down to 20 seconds. Washington 20, Eastern Green 6. Little pitch and catch outside.
Here they go. Here's our design play. Let's see what it is.
Thorne.
Little heads guard off. Around. There it is.
And Barber drives, and she's fouled. Allie Barber's going to shoot a pair of free throws.
Gretchen Miles scored a ton of points off of that play right there.
So great to see the nice crowd on hand, student body here in full support. And a big shout out to Coach Courtney Memmering and those Hatchet cheerleaders. They are cheering at every Hatchet home game this year, which is so awesome to see. The first free throw by Barber gets the nice friendly home court roll. 21-6 with one more free toss to go. Next free throw on the way, and it's up, and it is too strong. Rebound, Adranowska put back at the buzzer, and it's good. And that's the way we end things in quarter number one. Pure Hatchet domination on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after 8 minutes of play. Washington 23, Eastern Green 6. We're back to the Hatchet House in 1 minute on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Davies County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back at the Hatchet House, ready for quarter number two. Dwayne Shake and Steve Brothers, glad to have you along on this Tuesday night. If you're just joining us, the Lady Hatchets in control, leading 23-6 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It'll be Eastern Green basketball as we get this second quarter underway.
Now, Coach Miles has a 1-3-1 trap going, so there's going to be some steals here, I'm sure.
Ball's loose on the floor, tied up. Jump ball, arrow pointing to the Hatchets. So the opening possession, a turnover for Eastern Green, giving it back to Washington.
With Elena Thorne out there on the point, the Thunderbird guards are really going to struggle trying to get the ball over that reach.
Barber, top of the key to Faith. Hadley lobs it into Thorne. Thorne couldn't get it underneath. Rebound pulled down by the freshman Kennedy Hudson, and here comes Eastern Green.
Still in the trap.
Indy Workman now hands it over to Shelly Tarr. Tarr has it at the volleyball line. Kicks it over to Kira Paget.
Ooh, a travel almost.
Pitch and catch as the Thunderbirds try. So hard to get something here.
You just really have to appreciate the hustle on the Hatchets' defense. It's a trap, and it's a very aggressive trap. And there's a steal again.
By Quincy Healy, credited with that one. Washington looks up the floor. Thorne kicks it out to Ledgerwood. Oh, and Jesse took an extra step for the travel.
Pardon my repetition, Dwayne.
You just don't like that call, do you, bro?
That's called a shot fake. Okay, look it up.
Into the lineup, Concia Lavasseur gives Elena Thorne a breather. 23-6 is where we're locked right now. Minute 15 off the clock in the second period. 6:40 left in the first half. Kennedy Hudson hasn't had the ball much. The Hatchets are face guarding her.
Back to a man-to-man defense. So we just saw that trap a couple of possessions.
Indy Workman now at the center circle, trying to find somebody. See, Eloria Kynes is now in the lineup for the Thunderbirds. She checked in during the last dead ball.
This is deflection city on these passes.
Kennedy Hudson, one-on-one with Barber, feeds it over to Brenica Walker. I kind of like that name. Brenica, that's different.
I thought you meant Walker.
Well.
There is another
loose
deflection.
Ball, tied up.
Possession
ball
arrow.
Back to Eastern Green this time as we see another sub coming in. Number 20. Looks like that's Baden Inman off the JV roster for Eastern.
No points scored yet in the quarter. And it's 5:45 to go.
Workman hands it over to Tarr. Tarr now to Inman. They look back underneath. Tarr tries and battles. Bodies everywhere. Another jump ball. This time the arrow back to Washington.
Turnover number 11 for Eastern Green. Washington has four turnovers.
Tonight's game brought to you by A&R Home Center. More than just a hardware store.
Also, here's full court pressure.
And it results in a steal, but then the Hatchets get it back. Reciprocating turnovers here at the Hatchet House. Quincy Healy off to Allie Barber. Tonight's game also brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. They work it underneath to Hadley Faith, and the Thunderbirds do a nice job denying Hadley as they get the ball back. Kick it out to Kennedy Hudson, and her shot just inside the three-point arc is off the mark. But a long rebound chased down, and Hudson says, I'll try again. This time she drains it. Kennedy Hudson from downtown, the first three-pointer of the night.
Coach Miles calls a timeout on that one. They scored three. She can't believe it.
23-9. It was a quick timeout for Coach Miles.
I think she liked the fact that they got that offensive rebound.
And they didn't stop Hudson. Hudson stepped in her same spot that second time and made it count.
And was wide open.
Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. See the sales team and the family at Bill Dobson Ford. Also brought to you by your Washington Edward Jones advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Proud to support our athletes. I thank Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, and McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Hatchets have the ball as play resumes. 4.5 minutes left in the first half.
Nice pick and roll.
Hadley Faith works free, and she'll finish with two more.
You know, one thing about Hadley, Duane, is if she's in the paint, it's more than likely going to go in.
She does have a nice shot. Workman driving in the paint, and she can't get the runner. Thorne had the rebound, but it's deflected and knocked loose into the hands of Eastern Green for a hatchet turnover. And Kennedy Hudson gets her hands on the ball, takes it to the basket, draws the foul. Hudson's got two free throws coming. Her second trip to the line, she's 2 for 2 so far from the charity stripe. Well, yeah, Eastern Green won't roll over and play dead, that's for sure. This is a aggressive bunch.
Yes, they are aggressive. I have a hard time putting the ball in the basket, but you can't take away the fact that they hustle and they really go after it.
1 for 2 at the line for the freshman, Hudson. She's got 6 now. It's 25-10 in favor of the Hatchets. 4 minutes to go, first half of play. Lavasseur picks up the dribble, feeds it out to Adradanoska. Melita back to Lavasseur, can see a shot off the mark, but gets her own rebound, and the putback is no good. But she earns away to the free throw line for 2 free tosses. That's what you call following your shot.
That's what it is. And Kinsia has a way of finding herself at the free throw line quite often, as she did, 14 times last game?
She's there again. Hits the first one. This is her third trip there tonight. 3 for 4 so far. And the second free throw is no good.
A little over-the-back action there on Hadley Faith.
Fouls
good hustle,
against
though.
Washington. Gives it to Eastern. 3:55 to play. First half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Hatchets 26, Eastern Green 10.
Another deflection.
Boy, Melita Dradanoska.
She's all over.
She really is.
She's a nice little player.
Yes, she is.
She's really gotten better from her junior year to her senior year. I think a highly successful volleyball season really did a lot for her confidence.
Most definitely. Indy Workman hands it over to Tarr. Now they're looking in, trying to get it to Kennedy Hudson. Hudson lays on it. tied up. Jump ball. Arrow sticking with Eastern, but that position arrow, we're going to get new bulbs in it for the next game, guys. It's getting a workout tonight. Baseline for Eastern underneath their basket. They work it into Kennedy Hudson.
Another near steal there.
Adradinoska almost picked it right out of her hands. Thunderbirds hang on. 3 minutes left, first half. Hudson has it. In the paint, off-balance shot, no, but she gets some help there. And a foul is whistled, and Kennedy Hudson will shoot two more free ones.
Got bailed out a little bit on that awkward shot.
Pepsi is the official soft drink of Washington High School Athletics and, of course, the broadcast team. Our push water is the good old Mountain Dew. Highly recommend it. First free throw, no good for Hudson. One more coming as Jesse Ledgewood re-enters now for Allie Barber. Second free throw for Hudson is up and no good. Missed them both. Rebound to Hadley Faith in Washington. Quickly up the floor. Hadley Faith. Oh, just
left
missed
hand.
That one. Nice strong move, though. Just couldn't get it to fall through.
And there is an unforced error.
And it's back to Washington. Good defense there by Hadley on the other end. Boy, she got up and down the floor quick-like, didn't she?
That was Elizabeth Pruitt-like right there.
It really was.
Make the play on one end and make the play on the other end.
Well done. So now full court pressure by Eastern. And a foul called against Workman and the Thunderbirds.
And we're still out of bounds, it looks like, with 2:43 to go.
Hatchett's 7th and 8th graders in action tonight. They're playing Pike Central, I believe. Boy, they got a good start, good opening win. I said future looks real bright. Down the line in the junior high program, they've got some good athletes again this year, bro.
Always good to hear.
It's out of bounds, back to Eastern now. A little miscommunication between Adradinoska and Lavasseur. And Lavasseur couldn't handle the pass. So both teams turning it over now. With 2.5 to go.
Dwayne, it's official. Adradinoska is one heck of a defensive player.
She's
solid. Just all over that ball handler.
Here's Padgett kicking it to Shelly Tarr. And there's the steal by Lavasseur. She's off to the races and gets it and one. Can see a Lavasseur with a chance for another three-point play at the line.
That was a thing of beauty right there.
11 points for Lavasseur, the Hatchet sophomore. And Tarr's going to sit down with three fouls. Coming back in is Baden Inman for Eastern Green. Lavasseur connects once again where she sets up shop and makes her home at the free throw line.
4 out of 6 at the charity stripe so far for Kinsia.
29-10 if you're just joining us. Washington in command. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half of play. Kennedy Hudson throws one up and it rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Washington. Adradinoska dribbled off her foot. And out of bounds back to Eastern Green.
This is too many turnovers, I think, for Coach Miles Tace. That's 7. 2 or 3 of them have been fairly careless turnovers, so we got to clean that up a little bit.
Melita sits down, has a little chat with Coach Miles as Quincy Healy re-enters now for Washington. 1.5 minutes left to play.
And there's another deflection, but
Coach keeps those stats. She'll bring up her computer, and we'll see how many they tally tonight. They're always in double figures.
You couldn't calculate it with a slide rule, that's for sure. There's another turnover.
Out of bounds. Oh.
Off of Quincy Healy's hand, I guess.
She thought it was going. She didn't. She could have grabbed it, but yeah. She thought it was going Washington's way.
We'll just have to call that a deflection.
Inbound pass to Indy Workman. One-on-one with Ledgewood. She'll feed it over to Kira Padgett. Lob intended for Kennedy Hudson. Out of bounds. Now to Washington. Turnovers galore.
14 turnovers.
Melita Adradanoska back in the lineup. This time she'll replace Allie Barber for the final minute in the first half. And also checking in now for Eastern is Samantha Fulford.
Boy, what a luxury to have fresh troops in all the time.
This team is deep. Coach has mentioned that time and time again. And as you mentioned in the pregame, we haven't even seen Jade Browning yet. She's out for injury. But imagine when you add her to the mix.
But unfortunately, another turnover for Washington.
Lavasseur's pass denied by Eastern. There's a shot up for Fulford. No good. Rebound and put back by Padgett. That's good. Kira Padgett gets her first points, makes it 29-12. So good hustle by Eastern. Again, they will not quit. There's Thorne right to the basket. No match there, and she gets her 6 point, 31-12. Washington. I would say if you're Eastern, you're holding for the last shot here. We'll see.
I don't know whether they can do it, though. As, again, big-time pressure.
Renica Walker, far side, taking it
to runner.
The basket. No good. Rebound to Melita Adradanoska. Melita checks the clock, now feeds Ledgerwood, and Jessie Ledgerwood gets her first points tonight.
Nice little left hand there.
33-12, that's it. It's halftime here in Washington on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one half of play. Your Washington Hatchets 33, Eastern Green Thunderbirds 12. Halftime show coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Is your mattress old, worn out, stained, or otherwise past its prime? Mattress by Appointment has brand new, brand name mattresses at 50 to 80% off the prices you see at big box traditional retailers. We have a mattress for every back and every budget. Our $40 down financing option allows you to get the mattress you deserve at a price you can afford. Call or text 812-610-1070. Now with two locations in Washington and in Vincennes. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070. Is your mattress old, worn out, stained, or otherwise past its prime? Mattress by Appointment has brand new, brand name mattresses at 50 to 80% off the prices you see at big box traditional retailers. We have a mattress for every back and every budget. Our $40 down financing option allows you to get the mattress you deserve at a price you can afford. Call or text 812-610-1070. Now with two locations in Washington and in Vincennes. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
Idlee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. This is Andy Arvin, owner of Idlee Mortuary. We now have two locations in which to serve you. Our North Chapel, located on the corner of Viola and Highway 57, and our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Idlee Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Davis County. We are here to help you plan a celebration of life for your loved one. Please phone us at 812-254-3612.
From the Sterling & Company studios, this is Classic, Classic Hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM, Washington.
Classic Hits. The voice of the Hatchets.
Thought it was with our mouth full, didn't they?
Both of us have a mouthful of popcorn here.
With the whistle with the good old Mountain Dew, ready for our halftime show here at the Hatchet House. Washington leading at the halftime break on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 33-12. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. Also by D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana. Call Bill for a quote. Keep the bugs out with the help of D2B Pest Control, death to bugs. Also, the Idlee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Individual scoring for the Hatchets. Look at this. 2, 4, 6, 7 players in the scoring column at halftime. Leading the way, Conceal Lavasseur. 12 points at the break, double figures. Camped out at the free throw line. And just a solid first half for the sophomore Lavasseur. 6 points for Elena Thorne at the break. And then it's balanced after that. 4 for Hadley Faith. 4 for Melita Adradanoska. 2 for Jessie Ledgerwood, 2 for Quincy Healy, and 3 for Allie Barber. 12 for Lavasseur, 6 for Thorne. They lead the way for Washington midway through this contest. For Eastern Green, Not much scoring on this side. It's the freshman, Kennedy Hudson, with 6 points, their leading score. Then 2 points for Indy Workman, 2 points for Brennica Walker, and 2 points for Kira Padgett. Hatchets led 23-6 at the end of the first quarter, but held to just 10 points in that second quarter. And at the break, they lead 33-12. Team stats, Steve Brothers?
For Washington, 14 for 21, 67% shooting for the Hatchets. Of course, most of those shots were in the paint, as they've been very aggressive going to the basket. We have yet to shoot a three-pointer, and we are 5 for 8 from the free throw line. 4 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, and 8 turnovers. For Eastern Green, 4 for 13 field, 31% shooting, 1 for 1 from three-point land, 3 for 6 from the free throw line, 2 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, 14 turnovers. So the two stats that jump out at you are the Eastern Green turnovers and Washington's 67% field goal shooting.
Washington in control at the break. Again, our score 33-12 with one half of basketball remaining here at the Hatchet House. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll set the scene for the second half. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
This is Steve from Freddie Energy in Washington. It's been a pleasure to serve our customers and area farmers here at Freddie Energy the past 20 years. After much time and consideration, I am proud to announce our good friends at Heritage Petroleum will continue our long-standing tradition of quality and service to this community.
This is Aaron from Heritage Petroleum. Heritage Petroleum is proud to offer quality products, fair pricing, integrity, and customer service. Like Freddie Energy, we are family-owned with the best and complete line of fuel and lubricant products. We look forward to serving you.
DW Pest Control is your hometown pest control solution. Cockroaches, rodents, spiders, ants, stinging insects, and the dreaded bed bugs all know that DW stands for Death to Bug. Call now to lock yourself into their Pest Control Founder Special. Lock in your base price at $41 a month today. Call DW Pest Control today, 812-698-9109.
Pepsi is the proud exclusive vendor of Washington High School and its athletic programs. This basketball season, whether at the Hatchet House or on the road, choose a cold Pepsi product to quench your thirst. Pepsi is proud to offer Pepsi Zero, offering zero sugar in each drink. And the new Gatorade Bolt is Gatorade's first new product in more than 20 years, really catching on with athletes and fans. And you can never go wrong with a cold Mountain Dew. Treat yourself to a cold Pepsi product anytime.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
our score at the halftime break. Washington leading Eastern Green on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Again, want to remind you to save the dates. Saturday, February 29th for the first annual Washington Hatchet Sports Gala at the National Guard Armory from 6 to 11 p.m. $40 for tickets, $60 for two, and it's going to be a great night of comedy, dancing, dinner, silent auction, and a big thanks to the corporate sponsors for the first annual event, M&M Live Hall Incorporated, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, Tabor Owens Construction, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, Boyd & Sons, Sodexo, Graber Construction, The New End Zone, Parsons & Associates, Premier Flooring, Big O Tires, Stolen Wagler CPA, Memring Farms, and Edward Jones Investments. We'll see you there. My wife and I planning to attend, looking forward to it, on Leap Day, February 29th, 6 to 11 p.m. All the money raised, and it's going to be a big fundraiser, big night, all that money going to all the sporting teams for Washington. So a great cause, too. Hatchet JV won the pregame or the preliminary game 40-16. Right now, your varsity is in control, too, 33-12. One thing we saw, the South Knox outing, though, that we don't want to see happen tonight, I don't want to call it a letdown, per se, but it kind of opened a window. And
what else would you call it?
Okay, it was a letdown.
Yeah.
We kind of opened a window and let South Knox creep back in there. I don't want to see that happen tonight.
What was our big lead? 16 or 18 points, maybe, in the South Knox game, and they cut it to 3. So I don't look for that to happen tonight because our defense just looks too strong. Eastern's half-court offense has been very stagnant. They really have a hard time finding a good shot. Now, they have scored a couple on transition or a loose ball type deal, but on the half court, they really are struggling to get any good looks.
I want to thank Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club. They plans to attend on the night before Thanksgiving, the big Wednesday night bash at Ace's.
That place is always packed the night before Thanksgiving.
DJ Brandon Humphreys will be rocking the house, and it will be the place to be. I promise you that. After the big game, head to Ace's for the big party on Thanksgiving Eve. Ace's inside the Washington Country Club. Then they've got Kevin Jones making his debut on the big stage on Saturday, November 30th, the Kevin Jones Experience. So a couple of great entertainers taking the stage at Aces. Also want to thank Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home on State Street in Washington and Mattress by Appointment. John Gear and the team at Mattress by Appointment. Now with two locations in Washington and Vincennes. Bro, I didn't tell you this, but you're going to work alongside John for a couple games next week.
Okay. I get a mattress out of
it? Talk to him about it. I'm sure he can get you set up. Tuesday night, my son Cannon will turn officially 17 years old, so I'll be with you in spirit for the road trip to Vincennes. But we'll be celebrating a birthday.
That's very important.
And then on Saturday, we've got the community concert where John Barry will be in town, and that's the Bar Reeve game. So
okay.
Hatchet start with the ball to begin the second half, and a quick pass into Lavasseur results in a foul from Eastern Green, and guess what? She's shooting 2 free throws. Imagine that, huh?
Yeah.
Lavasseur continues to lay claim to the charity stripe. Matter of fact, we'll just call it the Lavasseur line. How about that?
That's a good one. That name will really catch on if she keeps hitting them.
She is the lineman for the county. Oh, that's a different one, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a little Glenn Campbell action.
You got that song in my head because you mentioned it earlier. Both free throws good for Lavasseur. 35-12 now in favor of Washington.
We've got a zone defense now by the Lady Hatchets.
Eastern working to the goal nearest to our vantage point here. They look to lob it into Padgett. It's denied, and a turnover results in Washington getting the ball back. Here comes Melita Adradanoska, feeding over to Ledgerwood, now to Allie Barber. Starters back in the lineup for the Hatchets. Thorne looking into Lavasseur, and there's a nice deflection and a steal by Kira Padgett and Eastern. Padgett made a nice defensive stop there. Padgett now has it right underneath us. Kicks it out to Walker. Around the horn it goes, over to Workman now in the far corner. Padgett has it back.
This is called an aggressive zone defense.
They're looking into Padgett. Now it's Tarr. Over to Workman. Pitch and catch. Where it stops, nobody knows. But I can tell you it's not going to stop underneath the basket anywhere.
Nope.
Not with this defense as it's finally deflected out of bounds by Washington.
Looks like a 1-2-2 zone with Kinsia up at the top now. And they're working hard on this. Hands up, girls. Let's get the hands up. The hands are out, but not up.
Indy Workman. Over to Kennedy Hudson. Hudson thought about the 3. And now hands it to Brinica Walker. And a reach-in foul called against Washington. Out of bounds for Eastern underneath their basket.
Could have been a jump ball there as Concilio was reached in.
Ready for a turkey dinner, bro. What do you think? Just a week away. You and I don't like turkey.
I like turkey.
Oh, you do like turkey?
Oh, sure. Yeah. What do you think I am?
Well, you are what you eat.
Yeah, I like turkey.
Another foul against the Hatchets, and Lavasseur whistled for that one.
Who doesn't like turkey, Dwayne?
I don't.
What's your problem?
Don't really like ham either. My wife is making me a meatloaf because she loves me. She makes a good meatloaf, though. I'm telling you that much.
Meatloaf for Thanksgiving. I'm not sure that was in the Pilgrims on their menu, was it?
I don't like ham. I don't like turkey. So I'm
another foul. That's three now.
Going with meatloaf. You know why?
No.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Oh, okay. All right. Didn't see that one coming.
Third foul on Lavasseur, so she'll have to sit down now. Three quick fouls whistled in this third quarter against Washington. Paget over to Walker. Walker's shot is off the mark. Rebound to Allie Barber and the Hatchets. Good weak side board there by Allie, the Hatchet senior.
Nice pass inside.
Hadley Faith can't get the shot, but she does get the free throw. She'll shoot two.
Good pass by Melita into Hadley Faith. Two free throws.
Don't forget the Washington Downtown Christmas Stroll this Friday. Stores will be open until 8 o'clock. They have carolers. They have reindeer on Main Street. They have Santa. They have treats, refreshments. Maybe not Santa.
Both free throws are good.
They have a lot of great deals. Shop local first. Visit your downtown merchants this Friday and get a jump start on the Christmas shopping season at the Heartbeat of Washington's Downtown Christmas Stroll.
Now they have Elena Thorne at the top, so that's trouble.
Turnover, Eastern. Back to Washington it goes.
16 turnovers.
Hatchet defense again continues to stymie the Thunderbirds.
Well, we kind of thought saw this coming once we saw warm-ups a little bit.
Hadley Faith is open, and she'll put it up and in for two.
That's the shooter's touch right there.
She's got 8 points. She's good. A scorer when you need a scorer. She had a good game against South Knox, some big buckets.
Well, she has good rotation on her shot, so she gets the friendly roll because of that. Still being very aggressive on defense.
Hudson over to Walker.
Trapping defense.
Paget works it into Workman. Now cutting to the hoop. Kennedy Hudson can't get it. And the rebound controlled by the Hatchets. Quickly pushing it up the floor. Adradanoska into Thorne. Out to Allie Barber. Barber fouled and shooting two. Allie Barber at the charity stripe for two free tosses.
Well, you know, we say Kinsia Lavasseur goes to the basket aggressively. Allie Barber does, too. That was a nice, strong move right to the basket. They had to foul her. 39-12 now, 4:21 to go in the third. The Thunderbirds have yet to score here in the third quarter.
First free throw is up and in. Allie's got one more. That's 4 points for Allie Barber. As the sub checks in, Aloria Kynes re-enters.
They have some unusual first names on this team, Aloria. Don't they?
Second free throw, no good. And the rebound controlled by Eastern Green. Indy Workman hands it over to Kira Paget. Kira. Pass deflected. Melita Dradanoska comes up with it, and she is rejected by Workman, but the Hatchets maintain possession.
You just got to love watching her play. She just plays quick. With such hustle. Gets a lot of deflections and steals.
Tenacity is the word that comes to mind. There's a quick shot by Hadley Faith, no good. A little off balance on that attempt. Rebound controlled by Eastern. And they lose it back to Washington. Here comes Bella Thorne and Quincy Healy. Bella Thorne getting some varsity time. Back playing for the Hatchets after sitting out last year. She's putting in some good JV minutes, the sister to Elena Thorne.
Glad she's back.
Yes, definitely. I know Coach Miles is too.
Good to get some varsity minutes here.
Also a member of the radio TV class here at Washington High School. Bella's a good student, too, in the classroom. There's a right-hand shot by Thorne. and she missed it. I say that because she's a southpaw by a rule of thumb.
Yep.
Oh, what a move by Workman. Unfortunately, couldn't get it to fall.
That was a little hop, skip, and a jump.
I was getting ready to do the ESPN sound effects on that. In it goes to Barber, and she's denied nicely by Padgett. Padgett's got a few deflections down on the eastern side, too, tonight.
But they have still failed to score.
Kennedy Hudson missed. Rebound into the hands of Elena Thorne, and there's a charge.
She says, yes, I did. Yep.
She knew it.
Nodded her head. You got that right, sir. Yep. Oh, she almost congratulated the ref on that call.
Good call. Good call. I think if you talk to Coach Miles about Elena, loves the girl to death, and just pure talent, if she could get one thing from Elena, maybe a little more meanness. But you're just not going to get that, I don't think, from Elena Thorne.
That's something she can work on.
There's a three attempt by Eastern Green. No good. Long rebound chased down by Melita Adradanowska. Melita quickly kicks it off to Healy. Now it goes into Allie Barber. What a move as she shimmied around the defender and put it up for two. 42-12. Hatchets have built the lead now to 30.
This is the epitome of a balanced attack.
2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Everybody's playing well.
Still unable to score for Eastern in this third period. The ball right into the hands of Elena Thorne. Another turnover for Eastern, and Thorne will kick it in for two more. She's got eight. 44-12.
Coach Burton is looking more and more frustrated.
There's a nice drive to the bucket by Workman. Workman has played hard. She's got some good looks. She just can't get that ball through the hoop.
Yep. It's got to be frustrating trying to play against this defense. And he rightfully is frustrated.
Kennedy Hudson draws the foul and gets the bucket.
Wow. Nice roll.
Hudson with a chance for the three-point play.
You know, he's going to go home tonight. He needs to watch a couple of Hallmark Christmas movies. That'll take care of him. He'll feel better after that.
There's the free throw coming for Hudson, the freshman. It's up and in. Kennedy Hudson with 9 points. We'll get a breather. And now we have into the lineup number one, Mia Oland.
44-14. Minute 20 to go in the third.
And you work it into Thorne. Thorne is blocked nicely. That's Workman. Jump ball call.
Yep. Good block.
I tell you, Workman has played a good game tonight for Eastern. She's a fine young player. They've got some good young talent. Workman.
They only have one senior on this team.
And, of course, that Kennedy Hudson, who leads the scores with 9 for Eastern Green.
So I guess we'll call this a work in progress.
Definitely. Olin gets a lot of pressure. Handed off to the senior Fulford, and it's out of bounds to Washington. There's another turnover for Eastern Green.
20.
47 seconds to play, third quarter. Washington 44, Eastern 15. Game coverage tonight presented by Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Also by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. And Sterling & Company, professional corporation, Main Street, downtown Washington. Let them take care of your books.
We are working the ball for one shot here at the end of the third quarter. Down to 20 seconds.
Quincy Healy traveled. Turnover. Good defense there by the Thunderbirds. Like I said, they're not quitting. This is a team that won't quit.
Yep. 11 turnovers for Washington.
They've had some good plays tonight. They've just not been able to get through this Hatchet defense, which a lot of teams find troublesome.
Oh, nice pass there.
But the shot off the mark. Fulford, though, chases down the rebound. Now with 2 seconds, a long three is no good. And that's it for the third quarter of play. We got 8 minutes left to find the winner here at the Hatchet House on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after three. Washington 44, Eastern Green 15. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Thompson Insurance and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit or call me today, Dawn Perkins, at Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington. 812-254-1987.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for the fourth quarter. Washington in control, leading 44-15 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, and the Hatchets have the ball to begin the fourth period. Bella Thorne, Quincy Healy, Melita Dradanowska, Holly Barber, and Elena Thorne on the floor now for the Hatchets. Barber kicks it out to Elena Thorne, over to Healy. Now top of the key. Barber has it to Elena Thorne. Now Allie takes it and
is fouled. Foul. Kind of a late whistle there.
Foul goes against Eastern Green. That gives Allie Barber two free throws.
Again, very aggressive going to the basket. I'd like to see that.
The first free throw is good for Allie Barber. She's got one more coming.
Looks like she's changed her shot just a bit for the better.
Second free throw also good.
That left hand's on the ball a little bit longer than it was last year, it looks to me like, so that's a good thing.
46-15 now, and Quincy Healy steals it midair. Quincy gets it over to Elena Thorne. Now to Allie Barber. And Allie called for a charge.
And another good call.
Yeah, Allie was a little out of control on that one. Here comes Jesse Ledgerwood replacing Melita Adradanowska. 7:18 to play. Our next Lady Hatchet broadcast Friday night. Back here at home as Sullivan will be in town. 7:30 tip-off on the air at 7:15. Come back out and support these girls. They're fun to watch. They're looking to go 3-0 and with a win against Sullivan, 4-0 Friday night.
Boy, they're trapping all over the place. Now, what are we?
Timeout.
Oh, good timeout by coach. As they were trapped right in the corner. There was nowhere to go. And a smart timeout.
Go ahead. The Thanksgiving Eve Battle Royale, Washington and Barrie, the matchup we always look forward to each and every year to kick off Hoosier hysteria and the excitement and madness and mayhem that we call high school basketball here in Indiana. Just doesn't get much better than that. A packed house expected. Your state runner-up, the Barrie Vikings. The Washington Hatchets, a solid group with Gene Miller at the helm. I'm kind of excited, I am excited to see what this Hatchet boys team will put forth this year. It's a solid group. Grant Niehaus back for his senior year. Got to look for him to lead the way. But there's a solid about 10, 11 players for Coach Miller. When he subs in and out, much like Gretchen Miles, they don't lose a lot. They're very even. They play very hard, very aggressive, and good hard-nosed players.
Well, it'll be interesting to see because I think some of those players probably aren't, the fans aren't familiar with a few of them, and it'll be interesting to watch them develop over the course of the season.
We'll start Wednesday night, 1 week from tomorrow. 8 o'clock tip-off. You will want to get here early, I promise, to claim a spot. The Hatchets and Vikings in the Turkey Eve battle. Eastern Green works it into Kennedy Hudson. Knocked out of bounds by Barber, staying with Eastern underneath their basket.
One thing we've got to mention tonight, Dwayne, the officials have done a great job tonight. When you don't notice them, that means they did a fine job.
There's a nice feed underneath and a good two-point bucket for Aloria Hines. Her first points tonight, 46-17. That's only the fifth point for Eastern in the second half. Quincy Healy tries for three. It's off the mark. The rebound into the hands of the Thunderbirds. They work it quickly up, and there's a three by Walker that's no good. Bella Thorne there for the loose ball. And the rebound, and here come the Hatchets. Pushing it up quickly. Ledgerwood out to Barber. She'll try for three, and Allie Barber drains it from downtown. You're right about Allie's shot. Yeah. Great rotation on that.
Yeah, it looks. In her first 3 years, I thought she let go of the ball too soon. It was kind of a one-handed shot. Looks like she's worked on that a little bit, and it looks a lot better. And Coach Miles is switching defenses all over the place. We are back into a zone.
Barber has all 5 points for Eastern in this fourth quarter as Kennedy Hudson again drives baseline, puts up a shot but can't get it. And Allie Barber comes up with a loose ball, walking it up the floor. 5:20 to go. Hatchets 49, Thunderbirds 17. Quincy Healy off the glass for two. Quincy's got 4 points. Nice feed there by Barber on the assist.
Well, we're getting a chance to see all these players play very well tonight. Everybody that's gotten the game has really done a fine job.
Going to be hard to pick our players of the game, isn't it?
I've got a couple in mind.
Yeah, definitely. One for sure. Ledgerwood gets the steal. And Jesse Ledgerwood connects for two. We got a sub. A slew of subs coming in now. Alita Adradanoska checks in. Concia Lavasseur is in. I believe Hadley Faith will be returning as well. 53-17 in favor of the Hatchets with 4:52 to go here at the Hatchet House. So again, tune in Friday night for our next broadcast with the Sullivan Golden Arrows, 7:15 airtime, 7:30 is the tip-off. And then next Tuesday, Hatchets on the road for their big rivalry with the Vincent's Alices. I'm so sorry I'm going to miss that one.
Yeah, that should be a real barn burner.
Man, it will be. It always is when those two teams meet. And Vincent's has a fine ball club, I tell you.
As always.
Coach. Final season for Big 8 Conference basketball. So it would be nice to be the final conference champion.
That's, yeah, that would be good.
Certainly something Coach Miles wants to star on this schedule this year.
Yes, we do have Alita Adranoska in. Is this her first varsity appearance? I think she got in one of the other games.
Pitch and catch now for Eastern as they still try to make something happen here. There's a shot by Kennedy Hudson off the mark. Rebound to Alita Adradanoska.
Can see is back in the game.
Top of the key, Healy over to Bella Thorne. Now to Hadley Faith.
Hatchets are going to be in no big hurry here, I don't think. Working for the very good shot.
Alita and Melita Adradanoska.
Say that.
Sisters.
Say that 5 times. It sounds like Speedy Gonzalez. Isn't that what he used to say? Alita, Melita.
That's a Reba, Reba.
Oh, that's right.
There's a three by Quincy Healy, short.
Rebound out of bounds to Eastern. What I was saying, their dad is the owner of Benji's, which has added a new salad bar. So Benji's Restaurant, good place to enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you get a chance, I'll give him a shout-out because his two daughters do a great job with this Hatchet basketball team.
They sure do. We've got some more substitutes in the game. We have Chloe Browning in. And it looks like it's Sydney Knowlton.
No,
is that right?
No, it's give me just a second here, and I'll have it for you. Brianna James.
Okay.
Brianna James. And so more of those JV players getting some varsity time for Coach Miles now in the final 2:45.
Taking their time. And there is a turnover.
Steal. That was Workman that gets the steal. Looks up to Kennedy Hudson. Doesn't get it. But a rebound put back for Padgett. No good. She is going to shoot two free throws. Kira Padgett at the line shooting two. Here's a score for you. Washington Lady Hatchets play tonight at Pike Central. Seventh grade won 50-1. And the eighth graders won 38-19. Both teams are now 2-0. They play in a four-way tournament at Boonville this Saturday. Wow.
That, Dwayne, and that 1 point they scored was on a free throw. So no field goals. Free throw is no good. It's still 53-17.
I told you that junior high squad. I'm telling you, there's some.
Was that 50-1?
50-1. Yes. Brianna James looking, and she
drained it.
Brianna James gets her first varsity points.
That was a pretty shot.
She's 50 in the to scoring 1. Column now, and a timeout called by Eastern. 55-17, 2:03 left to go here at the Hatchet House. Washington leading and in control on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
50-1, Dwayne. Wasn't that the odds of you passing my physics class?
No. Come on, you're a numbers person.
Oh.
You know those odds were very, very low. Oh, but you can't say we didn't have fun, right?
A few years ago.
Who knew we'd end up here?
Yeah, when I pulled you out of class, what did I say to you?
Like, you said, look, I'd really, you know, if there was any way I could help you, maybe some extra credit, if I could throw some your way as far as doing some extra work, I would certainly do it. But right now we're looking at a solid 27%.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of extra credit.
I think if I could, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, if I may, though, since you brought it up. You said nothing short of the second coming of Christ would do me any good.
that sounds about right.
Dug myself in what they call in the industry a little bit of a hole. 2 minutes to go in this contest, 55-17.
Hey, we had a no-look pass there from the point guard. Nice.
Workman, I tell you, she is a nice player, this Indy Workman. She's played the entire game. And, again, just a sophomore, so watch for her in the future.
Yeah, this is, you know, the score is, you know, obviously lopsided, but I think in a year or two, this squad's going to be okay.
They really are.
You know, they're just awfully young right now, and they're playing against a physically bigger and stronger team.
Hudson kicks it to Workman. They try to lob it into Padgett. Hatchets deny it, but it's going to stay with Eastern. A minute 19 left. Aloria Kynes coming back in. We also see Brenica Walker and Samantha Fulford for Coach Burton and the Thunderbirds. Minute 15 left.
This is really a nice chance to get these other girls in, get them some varsity minutes. Really good.
In it goes to Kynes. Her shot too high off the glass. Weak side board into the hands of Washington. We're under a minute now. Hatchett's going to improve to 3-0 with a home game coming Friday against Sullivan. Going to knock Eastern Green down to 1-3. Washington spreading the floor now.
Probably won't shoot again. Down to 33 seconds. Still working it. They might shoot if they're wide open, maybe.
Just pitch and catch, trying to run that clock. Going to see the Hatchett fans begin to cheer here in a little bit.
And rightfully so. Nice, strong game.
Once again,
by everybody.
Friday night, you got nothing to do. Come on out to the Hatchett House and watch these girls play. They love the support. The sixth man is always important to any basketball team.
And they deserve the support the way they're playing. They play hard.
And there's your final buzzer on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Final score, Washington 55, Eastern Green 17. Postgame report and a visit with Coach Miles coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington,
back here at the Hatchett House, Washington. It's been a pleasure to serve our customers and areas. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
After much time,
it's the Hatchett 55, Eastern Green 17. Postgame report presented by Sterling & Company. Located on Main Street, downtown Washington, let Sterling & Company take care of your books. The Hatchett's in control. They led 23-6 at the end of the first quarter, 33-12 at the half, 44-15 after three. And your final 55-17 as the Hatchett defense held Eastern to just 5 second half points. Individual scoring tonight for Washington. A balanced attack as many, many players got into the scoring column tonight. Led by Kinsia Lavasseur with 14 points. Chipping in 11 was Allie Barber, who had a fine night. 8 points for Elena Thorne. 8 points for Hadley Faith, who also had a good night. 4 points for Melita Edradinowska. 4 points for Jesse Ledgewood. 4 points for Quincy Healy. And 2 points for Brianna James. 2, 4, 6, 8 players scoring. Lavasseur with 14. Barber with 11, leading the way for the Hatchetts. For Eastern Green, 9 points for the freshman Kennedy Hudson. Then it was 2 points apiece for Indy Workman, Brinica Walker, Kira Padgett, and Aloria Kynes. 9 for Hudson, the leader for Washington. As we said, Washington led throughout. Never look back as Coach Gretchen Miles joins us now on the postgame report. Coach, the only stat we don't have is your deflection numbers. How many deflections tonight? You got to give us that
had
one.
Had us down for 25.
25, bro.
Okay, 25.
You're better than
guess was?
You're better than bro over there. He just can't do it.
My slide rule wouldn't handle it.
That's what you're going to see with this team. And you still haven't given us the wingspan of Elena, her reach.
No, we have not. We've been working on free throws and taking care of the basketball in practice. and that's something we've got to do a better job of, too. I know when you play fast, you know, you're going to have some of those turnovers. But some of the ill-advised turnovers that we're making, you know, you can't do that against really good basketball teams, which we're going to find out come Friday night against Sullivan. But, you know, when you look at this group across the board here, balanced scoring. I mean, these kids just want to win. Whatever it takes. They share the basketball very well. You know, we had and shot the ball well as a team, too. I think we had us down for about 60% from the field.
Yes, 60.
So, you know, shooting the ball well, shooting it with confidence, you know, finishing in traffic. But I know there's also some easy buckets that some of these kids would like to have back that we didn't put in the hole. But we've got, you know, Concede in double digits, Allie in double digits, and those kids shot well from the field also. It's just nice that in any given game, you can have somebody that's going to put up some points, somebody's going to get the deflections, the steals, and just everybody just doing their job.
And Hadley Faith and Quincy Healy coming off the bench, they really give you a boost. You have the luxury of having people coming off the bench where you don't really lose anything.
Right, and as you know, Coach Brothers, too, like, coming off the bench is huge, but, like, they just want to get out there and just do what's best for the team. You know, sometimes people have those roles of if you start, if you don't start, whatever the case may be. But when you kind of get out there and just do what's best for the team, and those kids do it. Quincy came in the first right off the bat and came off that curl screen and hit that outside jumper, and her confidence, you know, just went through the ceiling is what we need. Hadley always bangs around the basket there and always does a good job of on the break, kind of that delayed dive to the ball side block to be able to finish too. So they did. You're exactly right. They came in and gave us exactly what we needed. You know, even from, you know, top to bottom of any stat column, it's just very well balanced, which we like to see.
And a win. And Sullivan in town Friday night, that's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah.
We know that.
It's like we were telling them that should be like a sectional atmosphere. You know, a Friday night game. We hope, you know, a nice crowd again tonight. Cheer block was great. You know, we need to double that come Friday night because Sullivan is very good. They have their point guard and Reagan Holman, who's a four-year starter for them, tremendous guard and tremendous outside shooter. They also have the shorter twins who are just competitive as can be. I mean, those kids just have one motor, and that's to go hard on every aspect of it. And they also have a freshman that they start's about 5'11", 6 feet tall. So, I mean, they're very well balanced from the inside and out. And this is definitely going to be our, you know, we've been tested throughout the season, but as far as the best team that we've played from all positions, it's going to be Sullivan on Friday night.
Great to see, and that's the matchups you want. That's how your team gets better, and a kind of an early gauge of where you're at, right?
Right, and the sectional opponent. And like I said, they're just extremely quick and aggressive, and as soon as you kind of walk in the gym, the shorter twins are in your jersey. And that's what we need. You know, the last week or so of practice, we have a boys squad that comes in and works with us in practice, and there's about eight or nine guys that come in, and just having their physicality, their ability to anticipate, their athleticism, really kind of ramps up the competition level big time, and that's going to help us be able to handle that pressure against Sullivan.
All right, Coach, we'll see you Friday night. Congratulations, nice win.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take our final timeout, wrap it up from the Hatchet House right after this on WAMW.
The Country Garden on State Street in Washington has a new selection of decorative pottery just in from the show. It's the new talk of the town. Clay pots in all sizes now available. Several mums still in stock, now at discounted prices. And choose from a great selection of fall decor to get you ready for the season. Spring flower bulbs, tulips, hyacinths, and crocuses now available too. Shop and save with great unique items at great pricing. The Country Garden on State Street in Washington, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time, Washington improves to 3-0 in the girls' basketball young season with a 55-17 win in front of the home crowd here at the Hatchet House over Eastern Green. The Hatchets' next opponent back here at home Friday with the Sullivan Golden Arrows. Our final order of business is to hand out the post-game awards. We start first with the Freddie Energy. I'm sorry, it used to be Freddie Energy. It's now the Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game. brought to you by Heritage Petroleum in Washington on Walnut Street, fueling your everyday life.
Dwayne, you don't need to score points to win some of these awards. So the energy player of the game, I think, is Melita Adranowska. She only had 4 points, but 2 for 3 from the field. But, boy, her defense was great, man, and her steals and deflections.
Just a solid
just all over the place, and really impressive game for her tonight.
Very well played for Melita Adranowska. Good hustle all night long up and down the floor. Absolutely agree. Our high-energy player of the game tonight from Heritage Petroleum, Melita Adranowska. Next is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, tonight I think Ali Barber really had a fine game. She was 3 for 4 from the field, including 1 for 1 from the three-point arc, 3 for 6 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, just all over the place. Very aggressive play on Ali's part, and just played an overall fine ball game.
Real tough indeed. Ali Barber, good outing for the senior tonight, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, the overall MVP, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Tonight's MVP honors will go to the game's leading scorer in Kinsey Lavasseur.
Yes, Dwayne, she was 4 for 6 from the field, 3 rebounds, lived at the free throw line again. She was 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. And early on, I think, didn't she get 8 points in the first 4 minutes of the game?
Yes,
really
did.
Set the tone. So
yes, she did.
Definitely a nice game by Kinsey.
Big outing for the sophomore tonight, certainly deserving of our overall MVP honors. And real quick, team stats, you got 60% from the field for the Hatchets tonight.
Yes, 21 for 35, 60%. 11 for 16 from the free throw line, 69%. 1 for 3 from the three-point arc. 4 offensive rebounds, 19 defensive rebounds. We out-rebounded them 23-16. We did have 13 turnovers, and you could tell Coach Miles was not quite
happy.
Not happy with that. For Eastern Green, they were 6 for 29, 21% shooting. That's all has to do with Lady Hatchet's strong defense. They were 4 for 9 from the free throw line, 44%. They had 5 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds, and they ended up with 22 turnovers.
Great defense leads to good offense and big wins, and that was the case tonight. Washington 3-0 with a 55-17 decision over Eastern Green. They won the JV game also 40-16. Again, returning to action Friday back here at home with Sullivan on the air at 7:15. Varsity tip-off set for 7:30. Steve Brothers, another job well done, sir. Thank you so much, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
I'll be here Friday.
For Steve Brothers and studio producer Caleb Langford back at home base. Remembered it tonight, Caleb. This is Dwayne Shake reminding you the final. Washington 55, Eastern Green 17. Good night, so long from the Hatchet House in Washington.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Ace's Restaurant, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Anna Lou Chapman, your local RE/MAX real estate agents, Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, the Edward Jones Advisors of Washington, the Gill Funeral Home, and D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.